SV Pod is presented by Allstate. Switch to Allstate and save and get protected from this year's mayhem. Welcome, it's SV Pod. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, Happy everything that folks out there celebrate. Stanford Steve is alongside. Day after Christmas Pod. Assess, how'd we do? How is the morning?
Well, I thought you were talking about this morning. It was absolute destruction. Just trying to climb over things.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, got to have the slippers on because God only knows what you're going to step on.
Yep.
Between Legos and Barbie parts and just
stuff.
Mayhem. All great. A lot of smiles. No tears.
Yeah.
No arguments. So we're good.
Steve said it right off the top. Morning after Christmas. Christmas morning. All of it. The mayhem moment. Brought to you by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate. I was amazed as well. We my wife and I had sort of post-mortem and thought, I'm really pleased with the amount of sort of getting along that took place that day. There was no one bled.
There you go.
Not a lot of weeping that I can really recall. Everybody shared nicely.
No injuries.
No, I mean, it was a win. And I mean, I think any parent out there that's listening, you can relate to the idea that there's several ways to go. You could be either the parent that sort of is in constant cleanup mode in life, or you can be the one that sort of just lets it all build up and then it feels like a mountain that's almost impossible to climb. So I think we try to be in sort of constant cleanup, which it doesn't mean you stop life and follow along with a vacuum, because that's just untenable.
No.
But on Christmas Day, if you're trying to be cleanup dad in the midst of it, that's you got to be present. And part of being present is being in the presence. And I'm talking about the gifts, not presents with a CE. I'm talking about there's shit everywhere. So be it.
Yeah.
So be it. Because you know what? You're off the next day and so are they. And you got all day to figure out where's this. And there's typically a moment, right? There's a moment where it's where's this, where's that, who knows? And maybe some of it just you never find. Hopefully it's not a really important thing.
No. And it's really important. And I understand people have different situations with where the tree is,
uh-huh,
and where the presents are.
Right.
But you can't assemble anything in the room that where the gifts were made.
Amen.
We're open. You can't
Amen.
Do it.
Nope.
Because it's, oh my man, you talk about a catastrophe. Just rubbish everywhere. Everywhere.
So, right.
And the pieces get smaller and smaller.
Yep.
And I just, hopefully everybody could take that. If you didn't learn that one for next year, assemble things away from the opening of presents room.
And they're going to want to build them right there under
Correct.
The tree where they opened them. No, no, no. That can't happen.
Mm.
We're going to create piles. And we're going to have some order in this mayhem.
Mm.
It's a must. And that's such great advice. Fellas, ladies, you're not parents yet. File that away with what old Uncle Steve just told you for later. Don't assemble in the room where the gifts
no,
are being opened.
Just don't do it.
We had a great morning. Had
sorry,
Christmas.
Sorry you didn't get snow. Sorry.
It's all right. I mean, it was back end, you know, as advertised by the models, you know, might end as a period of snow. Yeah. 3.5 minutes.
I'll tell you what, that temperature did go down.
That hawk was arriving on schedule.
Man.
Bottom fell out. Hey, no joke. To the folks, I mean, there's a lot of places where it got bad, man.
Mm.
And you know, obviously Buffalo is most notable, but holy crow, is it cold everywhere. And I mean this sincerely. If you're out there somewhere in an airport, and you're stuck. My heart truly goes out to anyone. I pictures out there of these terminals. I can't think of anything more depressing. No. Families are trying to get from A to B. And look, I've flown Southwest out of BWI a zillion times. That was my go-to. When I lived in Hartford, I'd come down here to go to a Maryland game. I was business select A1. Let's go. I've been in BWI a zillion times. And we told the incredible story about the dude that stole my backpack.
Yeah.
And the CSI BWI, they caught the guy and yanked him off of Southwest to Columbus flight. That was BWI Southwest. And it's just, I can't say how badly I feel for folks that are stuck there. And the depression, I can't even imagine. Like, you're just trying to, it's like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You're just trying to get home to your family. It's Christmas and you're stuck. And holy crap, I'm no jokes. Like, I just hope that it gets sorted out as soon as possible so people can get home to their families, man.
Yeah, I got nothing.
I know. I want to pivot to a happy thing.
All right. Happy.
Steve, I got $8 in my hand. $8 cash money. You know where I got it? In the mail. You know who I got it from? Hackman. The Hackman. I want to shout my guy Joel Hackler back. Well, it's been a decade ago at least. I get a card at ESPN. I get weird stuff in the mail.
You do.
Couple dudes from Illinois State sent me a card, $3 cash, told me to buy a beer on them. I'm like, right on. I'll take your $3. Thank you. That's just a solid. It's just good karma. It just guys just saying thanks. Well, my guy, the Hackman, at Hackman Jones on the Twitter machine. Lots changed since then. He's married, got a couple beautiful baby girls, and my man Hackman Jones sent me $8. Wanted to thank me for providing the winners.
Nice.
Let me tell you something. Little $8 tip for this year's selections. That doesn't seem unreasonable.
What are we at now?
I mean, I don't know, 24, 25, over 500. Holy, I'll never have a better year. Never.
I'm sitting here feeling good. I think I got 3 bowl games in a row. 10 or 11 over 500 on my column on ESPN.com.
That's excellent.
I'm on a show with you, who's 24 over, and Felica's 22 over. I got the bronze medal being 11 games over.
Yeah, but you're up.
That's company.
No complaining. It is amazing. We've been doing this head-to-head against the spread. Pick one game every Wednesday. I'm 12-3 now.
Thanks for that.
I might be 13 or whatever I am.
Whatever.
It's just awesome. It's just winners. We got the Colts. It's too late. By the time you listen, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
But anyway, this guy sent me $8. Thanks for the winners.
Hackman.
Appreciate you, buddy. You got beautiful kids, beautiful wife, beautiful kids. But Illinois State students sent me $3 years ago. Now, inflation, it's up to 8. So that made me smile. That's a nice holiday gift. Okay, so Christmas was great unless you were the Broncos. Oof. I want to start there just because I can't remember, Steve, something that went as opposite what I thought it would than Wilson to Denver. And it's so easy. I see people doing this. Oh, yeah, they knew it was, you know, Seattle knew. People in Seattle knew it was over. No, you didn't. Like, you want to tell me that there was regression? Okay. He had 65 touchdowns and 19 picks his last two seasons there. The O-line was a mess. Yeah, they were 7-10 last year. Look, they threaded the needle because they unloaded the guy and got a ton of picks, and they're going to get a high pick because Denver's terrible this year.
Yeah.
But there was a line. Washington was there. New Orleans was there. People wanted him. And as bad as it went throughout the year, what happened on Christmas Day, it felt like the whole country watching, was just, I can't remember seeing something implode in a way where you got the dude like SpongeBob characters heckling Wilson on Nickelodeon. And it just feels like the whole thing. It was like, you know, you see one of the, you see like the fireworks thing where it, the the wrong button gets pushed and it all goes up at once.
Yeah.
It was that. That's what happened to the Broncos on Christmas Day.
Yeah, and it was like that volcano was building all year for that final eruption, looking at how bad that was yesterday. And I thank God there were so many touchdowns, because I watched the Nickelodeon broadcast with the girls and they loved it. Like, so much slime. I mean, touchdowns happen. Then they had a snow machine slime deal.
Whee!
It was phenomenal. And it's the only way I think I could have watched that game. I really like it. Was, I mean, it was, what was it? 21, nothing like that. I mean, halftime.
No, it was 17, nothing, 24, whatever. I mean, it was a lot to not many. And then it kept getting worse. And I just juxtapose a performance like that. And you bring up, I think, the correct point. It's building towards something awful happen, because that defense has battled. They've held the rope most. They've held the rope all year, and finally they're just like, you know what? Not today, man. I'm out. I just look at a team like the Houston Texans, who just got their second win. Last 3 weeks, the Texans, they had the Cowboys beat. Ended up losing at the very
overtime
end.
With Kansas City, right?
Overtime with Kansas City, then went to Tennessee and beat. I know that they don't have Tannehill. I know that the Titans are struggling. I don't care. They went on the road and beat them. That's what that team's done the last 3 weeks. And you juxtapose that with the Denver team that went out on Christmas Day, and there's no hiding in like the rest of the 4 o'clock window, and maybe not a lot of America's watching. No. Everyone's watching. And they're watching with their kids, and there's slime and snow machines, and, you know, Hackett, it's easy to go back to that week one. And then the questions about, wow, didn't really seem to handle the end well. And then, man, it was really bad week two, where they had all those penalties and they couldn't get snaps off. And it's just whatever Denver thought this year was going to be, I can rarely recall where the combination of the new coach and the new quarterback, it's just the fireworks explosion all at once. And I don't know what Denver does. You can hire a new coach. Is Wilson fixable?
That's the biggest question, because Scott, before the year too, we Daily Wager, we did season win totals and this whole thing, and we did the AFC West a ton. And I just remember saying, when you looked at the other situations in the division, I didn't think Denver was going to be a success. And I didn't think it was going to be this bad, obviously.
Of course.
I don't like the idea of a first-time head coach in that league with a quarterback coming into a new place with an ego that big. That's a bad thing to try and handicap being positive, because so many things. I mean, the other thing is the roster's flawed, right? I mean, they were not a great football team. Had some pieces on defense and all that, but it's so damn hard to win in this league. And when you factor those kind of things in there, you got guys that have done it before at other places, and I'm always going to take that.
Well, you got the you got the key component there of whatever ego Seattle put up with, they were willing to put up with, because it had come with accomplishment. And right. Denver, you've got no equity.
Winning cures a lot.
No equity.
No.
You've done nothing here. Nothing except show up and coin a new catchphrase. And then that becomes the laugh track, and everyone gets to make fun of it all year, you know, because you didn't go anywhere. You didn't ride anywhere. The fewest points in the NFL. It's just amazing. Just amazing that it went the way it went. Now they hit the reset button with the coach. Good luck figuring the Wilson piece out. Speaking of quarterbacks and trying to figure it out, Zach Wilson, different Wilson, is apparently done with the Jets, right? I mean, they bench him, they bring him back. Now he's inactive as they bring back Mike White. And I just, as crazy as it is to think about Denver's situation, you're the Jets. You took two quarterbacks in the top three picks in, what, four drafts, and none of them are the guy? Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Incredible to me. And I mean, go back and listen. I've said it a billion times. that year watching him, that weird year, and they played a weird schedule, and it's like, wait, this dude's the number two pick in the draft? What? I don't know, man. And maybe if Mike White's the guy and he can win you games, then that's cool. But I just don't know how you can succeed in this league if you're gonna completely squander that kind of draft capital.
Well, the other thing too is that, I mean, their front office has, you know, hodgepodge all these picks, and I mean, they've done great in every other thing. And like I said, healthy Mike White, who else is, you know, Barnwell asked the other day, what our NFL quarterback doesn't go to the playoffs with that Jets roster and defense?
And that's a great point. Because here's the thing. It doesn't matter where you get your quarterback from if you have one. Doesn't matter where. It's just incredible to think, maybe that's the better way to frame it, incredible to think that they're actually fairly well-positioned.
Yeah.
Despite swinging and missing on Darnold and swinging and missing apparently on Wilson. Because their defense is just gruesome when healthy, and they've identified certainly some playmakers. They just got to figure out the quarterback piece, and they're still not out of it because, man, the back end of these playoffs is so wild. How about Green Bay? When we were on last Monday and Aaron Rodgers came on, he's kind of coy, right? He's got that kind of eating grin, and he's like, you know, playing meaningful games. We need some things to keep happening. And it's like, well, Giants, they lose. Washington, they lose. Lions, they lose. Seahawks, they lose. Now, is everything going to go the way that it has to for Green Bay to get in? I don't think everybody's going to lose every game they have to lose. But man, people just keep slipping and stumbling to the point that, you know, Packers have potential shot at the playoffs. As do all those teams I just said that lost are still sitting there going, well, Washington and the Giants might be in really good position because they tied.
And that's what I've said and why I've said it for a month now. There's tiers in each conference. I think the Cowboys, Eagles, and Niners are in their own tier. All that schlep is on the bottom. And there's a reason they have a chance because none of those other teams are good enough to win games that they need to win. And that's what came out to me. And, you know, we talked today about, did anything change your opinion of the Cowboys and the Eagles after watching that game? And I said, no. I said, the Eagles scored 34 points and gave the Cowboys the ball four times. Like, the question was Minshew. He was fine.
No question turnovers, about it. Yeah.
Turnovers, I mean, they gave it to him. And Dallas, your defense isn't good.
You've said it.
It's not good.
You've said it for weeks.
You got four short fields, and you made the most of it. Now, that's a hell of a job getting up off the deck and coming back from double digits, what, twice in that game?
Yep.
Getting a win you had to have. But I don't look at Philly any different. I don't look at Dallas any different. I think it's those three teams. And then in the AFC, I said again, I think it's the Bengals, Chiefs, and Bengals, and...
And Bills. You didn't say
I'm
Bills.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Bengals, Bills, Chiefs.
There you go.
And I don't know about Buffalo. I don't like
go
the
ahead.
Way it looks.
Go ahead.
I don't like the way it looks. You know, Hasselbeck and I, we're here every Sunday. From the beginning of the season, we said they got to find somebody that runs the ball. Not
17.
Not your quarterback.
Why not?
So I just don't like that mixture and the way that's played out. And their defense is going to be tested, man, because there's some offenses in the AFC. We know that. So
Cincinnati, I love them. It's 2 weeks in a row. I picked against them in winners and should have covered both and didn't get either. But that's 2 weeks in a row where you've been great first half and then sort of, I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. A week from tonight, we get Bills-Bengals, which that's fantastic. Joe and Troy have been waiting for a while for a game that feels up to the kind of star power those guys bring to the booth. That should be a hell of a football game. We do have the Chargers tonight, which is interesting because they can be a playoff team. And we had this conversation in our show meeting. At some point, if you're a playoff team, I just feel like you're going to look like one. And every Chargers game feels the exact same to me. They might win, they might lose. We'll see. You play you play the Falcons, and it's like, oh, we're down by some. Ah, it's close. Oh, hey, they won. Oh, cool. You play the Chiefs. Oh, hey, we're up. Oh, we're close. Oh, we lost. Like, there's every game some version of the same one where it's close, and then, you know, if you get in, great. And I, of course, there's plenty to like, but I just feel like at some point, Steve, when you're a playoff team that I'm supposed to worry about, you put a game on tape that I go, there it is. That's what our really good looks like. And I haven't seen, I don't feel like we've seen that yet.
Cause we haven't. And the thing that's crazy about the Chargers is they always get the benefit of the doubt because they have good fantasy guys on their team. And people are always going to talk good about their guys. Everybody loves Herbert, Eckler, Mike Williams, when he's healthy, they're a difference. So it's that thing. But when you're saying, give me that game, give me that. I don't trust them. They had their chance last year, couldn't get the job done. And now, good for them. They're winning games when everybody else is losing. And that's why they're in a position to clinch a berth. But I don't trust this team at all.
I got two more Florida teams to ask you about. AFC, Jacksonville Jaguars. They're a playoff team, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're going to make it. They're going to make it.
Yeah, and they should.
I like them.
I just love – see, when you talk about a hire that I loved, absolutely loved that hire, Doug Peterson, because – and I think we talked about it last week, but the guy's just he's an NFL lifer. You know, backup quarterback – behind some great players, and that mindset and that work ethic of always being prepared. And you look at their team, and Trevor Lawrence especially, guy has a plan every week, no matter what it is.
It's wild when you go through, like, when teams make hires, and like, because I'm thinking about this with the Hackett hire in mind, and if you're going to hire a guy that hadn't done it, and I mean, look, it's easy with the benefit of hindsight to say Urban Meyer, but Urban Meyer had never done it. And just like you did it two places where a totally different deal. And so you arrive with this arrogance that you're just going to do it here. And then people are looking around going, no, it's the Steve Spurrier syndrome. Mm-hmm. You know, like this ain't, you're not in Gainesville, man. Like, it's a different gig.
Yeah.
And then they hire a guy like Peterson who won a Super Bowl. Well, wow, look at this. Looks kind of different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What a shock that it looks different. Now, the other team I wanted to ask you about is in Florida that hired a new guy. And it's Mike McDaniel, and it's Miami. And Tua came out late this afternoon, I guess, is in protocol again. And I don't know. I haven't seen when did a hit happen or whatever. Is there something that would explain that second half? Because that's as bad as you can be. In a spot where you need to be great.
Oh, I saw the hit on when he goes down.
And when was it? Because I was
I think it's either late second quarter or early third. Okay. But you see it. His head hits the ground.
Okay.
And yeah, that team, I mean, they're another one. I just look at the idea of them, and yeah, they're scary, they're dangerous, but at some point you gotta be consistent. And
yeah, the difference between the plays that work to Tyreek and the plays where, you know, you're throwing it to the other team, it can't be that feast or famine, you know. So just a little consistency, as you say, is desirable.
You go on the road against three playoff teams and lose all three, you come home against a maybe playoff team, and you get, I mean, that they're a chance to go up three scores, and I thought it was done. I mean, Watson got hurt. I'm like, how the hell is Green Bay going to do this? And
because I gave them in winners.
No big deal.
They'll get there. Just be patient.
So, yeah, that's – I mean, they go to New England this week. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good Lord trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, I know you've said this now about three or four weeks in a row that, like, the back end, it doesn't interest you, and I understand what you're saying. I enjoy what all of this sort of chaos is with trying to figure out who, because to me, this isn't the hand wringing that goes on about like the NCAA tournament with the bubble, because the people that are in the bubble have no chance to win six games. None. Mm-hmm. The people in the bubble here could win four games. They could.
You think?
Yes.
Okay.
I understand. Like, so you're saying to me, Scott, do you think the Seattle Seahawks could win four games, or the Detroit Lions?
No. It's happened.
That's all I mean. I mean the difference between when it's this eighth or ninth team in the Big Ten or the ACC or whatever. The differences in this league are so fractional that even as flawed at, look, I keep saying the Chargers, they don't scare anybody. They haven't put anything great on tape, but if they got hot, if they suddenly put their best game on tape, is there anybody they couldn't beat? No. I mean, hell, they could have beaten, they battled Kansas City twice, you know? So no, I don't put it past anyone. I find it interesting. These last few weeks are going to be that. Terrible news for you, Steve. Terrible news. Next Monday, I'm going to be in a championship with a zillion-dollar game, and both my quarterbacks are going to be playing. So almost certainly next Monday is a hold on to your butts, just me begging for completions and touchdowns. I'm sorry.
This is the beauty of this. I couldn't be happier for you.
You're not going to be here.
I'm not going to be here.
There you go. Tell people, are we allowed to talk about this? All right.
Nothing's final.
People will see you where they see you.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, just keep an eye out. Mm. Keep an eye out for your old buddy Stanford Steve.
Did you watch a second of NBA yesterday?
Not one.
No.
Terrible. And I know the Denver Phoenix game was awesome.
Oh, that's the one I thought you might with the little critters in bed, but maybe dad shut the eyes early last night. It was a long day.
I came home. I came home last night from my mom hosted Christmas dinner, and I just was sitting by the fire and was just doing a little gratitude, a little reflection, and
taking it all in.
Yeah, no joke. That's what I was doing. I was just trying to be present and be grateful and just did a lot of thinking. And I say that I also knew, because at some point in the middle of my thinking, I'm like scrolling through Twitter. I'm like, well, this game looks like it's pretty good, but I didn't turn on that game. I know it was bananas.
Yeah, it was great. Thing that was amazing to me was the amount of missed foul shots. But anyway, no, it was great. It was, we had to wait till 1 a.m. to get a good game, but we got one. It's weird. Like NBA, we're right on the cusp of it, but like this Grizzlies Warriors deal, every game they play is going to be a fiasco. They obviously hate each other. Job with his comments.
Good though.
It's a little excessive. Like
I agree. Cause here's the thing,
you know,
back in the day, whether it was, say it was Pistons Bulls, say it was, let's just say Celtics Lakers.
Yeah.
It was actual hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not in the grand scheme, that's not beneficial to anybody.
No.
But there's so much friendship now, and there's so much brand sort of management and massaging where it can't get that heated. But it also gets to the point where it can't, if it gets so heated that it feels ridiculous, that's not good either. And that, Grizzlies Warriors is reaching the toes up against the line of ridiculous.
Because of who you have involved. And I'll just give you two guys. Draymond Green on one side is never going to give in.
Nope.
Never going to give in and never going to stop giving it.
Okay.
And Dylan Brooks on the other side.
That's the guy.
Never going to give in. Never going to stop giving it. And then you factor that in this mantra of these Grizzlies that are really feeling themselves. Now, when we check the resume, there's not a lot there.
No, but I don't mind that, you know, Josh said it last year. We want all the smoke. We'll go up the chimney for it. But that, but then Clay starts counting, and Clay doesn't give a
No.
He doesn't at all. And so,
and then Ja tells Malika when she asks who do you guys who's in your way, and he says Boston.
Yeah, well,
that's a little getting out in front of things, just a little. But that it is going.
Listen,
fiasco every time those two teams play.
But listen, they've stated it; it's on the record.
Oh yeah, it is.
And so the beauty of that is if they get it, then everybody knows that they got.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that. I appreciate being willing to let people know that it matters and who matters to you, so that when they beat you like they did, then you know that stings. Good. Yep. That's all right.
Okay.
You can't be afraid to let people know that, you know, the stakes. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, I got caught up on all that after I did my reflecting.
I figured you would.
I didn't watch.
Okay.
Just tried to.
It's good.
Tried not to watch too much. Tried to be sort of, we built a, although that was, there was a construction, nothing will ever, the Barbie dream house. Ooh. Shouts to the dads out there that have made them. There was something that was similar to that, kind of it was a horse stable, and there were pictures. I was supposed to be able to gather from the pictures what I was meant to do, and I kind of wasn't.
And you can't call your guy on Christmas Day.
No.
And, you know, that's a bad look.
No, and Lila
really wants it built.
She does, but here's the thing. She's, bless her heart, she managed to, she's like, no, I get it. She knows her dad's shortcomings. I think she knows what her dad's good at and what her dad isn't good at.
There you go.
And she forgives me for what I'm not good at. And then, this is what happened. And so I kind of punted on it after I felt like we made a little headway. And then I came back later to find that she had enlisted the help of someone else that could help.
Mm.
And she and mom had gotten the rest of that stable built. And I thought, well, look, it's ham and egg, man. And some it doesn't matter what role you play
as a
parent, as long as collectively you ham and egg it and
get her done.
And then eventually we did. But I'm reflecting right now on that moment of like, I get it, Dad. That's her way of saying, yeah, you can't do this. And that's, you've tried sort of, and mostly you're kind of frustrated and like, let's just not do this, Dad. That's what she was saying to me. But anyway, what else? Is there anything else? We got bowls. I don't know what bowls are there good ones? When are they happening?
I do want to, you know, everything obviously is negative towards the portal in college football.
Well,
how people can't keep control of things that are going on and who's on what team. But yeah. I do find Coastal Carolina quarterback Grayson McCall in a fascinating situation. Coastal Carolina is playing East Carolina tomorrow. Grayson McCall, their quarterback, I think he has every school record there is.
Right.
He's in the portal.
And he's playing.
His coach is gone to Liberty. Bunch of other guys got in the portal and are gone. They opted out of the bowl game. I just, like, this is the ultimate pro day. Like, he's going to play in a bowl game for any suitor that's out there. And you talk about betting on yourself and things like that. Like, this kid's got a great opportunity, and he's going to go out and do it with the guys he's played with the last couple of years. I just thought it was really cool to see that. And on the other side, you got East Carolina, who's in a bowl game for the first time in a long time. Last year, they were here in Annapolis. Game got canceled while they were here with BC with COVID issues. And it's a program that's waited a long time. I believe Holton Ahlers has all their records.
He should. He's been there a while, man. Yeah. He's been everything you wanted your college quarterback to be.
No doubt.
He's battled his ass off for that team. Hashtag no quarter. East Carolina people know that we have a great affinity for you guys. That is a good one.
It's just a good something. You got the TV on tomorrow in your home. Uh-huh. You got to take a break from putting together a stable.
It's done. It's
I was locked in.
And they went to the bullpen. They got a better, they got a better arm and a more capable, more patient builder. We're working like, I think we have one, we're off for a day and then we're back. I think we're just, we're on every day after a game, I think.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Exactly. I got nothing but time for that. At some point, we'll have more winners this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just try to, I don't even know. I just, maybe bowl games, maybe. Yeah, I might just start putting out a 900 number and put out NBA games. You don't know. What difference does it make? Huh?
These are free. Those wouldn't be free.
I mean, I'm sitting on an $8 gift card I got sent. I mean, I got cash money on my ticket. Send me cash, people, as a thanks. Follow the lead of the hack man. Show me respect.
Who's all right? So we got to do some wheeling and dealing for a pod next week
because all right, because you're gonna be. We'll see.
Well, I'll be at the Rose Bowl, and then Monday Night Football that night. You talked about it, Bills Bengals.
Yeah,
and the following Monday is a national championship.
Yeah,
who do you think's playing in that national championship?
I assume it's Georgia and Michigan. But I'm the Georgia line scares me.
Shouldn't they be given more than Michigan is?
See, you guys know how my brain works. I mean, and that's a sneaky one to me.
Yeah.
If it's Ohio State, Michigan, I'd root for that game simply for what it would represent. People talk about melt the internet, but it would represent almost too much to the one side of that, and that's the Ohio State side. Mm. It would represent too much. Because if you didn't get it, I don't know what you'd do. But if you did, then you could just tell everyone to meet at the party at your ass. See, that's what you could tell them. So it's just there's so many variables there. But I think it's Michigan and Georgia.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just picking an outcome based on the two favorites winning the game, which is that what's going to happen? I don't know.
It happens every freaking year in this playoff. That's why I have a feeling that one of them's getting upset.
Okay.
What if it's both? That would be nuts.
TCU, Ohio State?
Whew.
I don't care. I mean,
no, to me, not to at me, all.
Whatever it is, great. Have at it. I just hope I pick the sides right. Is there anything else we have?
I don't think so.
Great job on the models, by the way, guys.
Weather.
By the way, long range model, Steve, going to be really huge warm up. Huge good. Warm up. Exactly. You know what? Then I don't have to think about looking at is it. The Euro says there's going to be a coastal. No, there's not. It's going to be 60.
I don't want to mention any names because I don't want to get anyone in trouble. But you have a guy who's a very loyal Cleveland Browns fan. Do you know if he went to the game?
I'm pretty sure he didn't.
Oof. Good Lord, if you did.
Yeah, I was watching that.
That was insane.
Yeah, it didn't look great.
Didn't look like that. It looked like they tried getting the snow off, and it was just too cold, and no more snow was going to come off of that turf.
Right, like you kick it. Oh, where you kick it with the bottom of your shoe.
Like Empire Strikes Back, like this snow's going to be here for a while.
Yeah, I.
Good Lord, it was cold.
That Saints defense and that Panthers defense, those I feel like either one of those teams could win the South. How the hell did Tampa Bay win? Because they fumbled with the ball.
You talked about bad things this year with the Broncos and, you know, other teams where it hasn't gone well. The Texans have had a horrible season. I've been watching this Cardinals Hard Knocks in season. It's as depressing of a season as there is, and they got great guys. in the locker room, and you saw all those guys play their asses off last night, and they still couldn't get the win. That's demoralizing, man. Demoralizing.
Yeah, I was thinking about that for Cliff and that group, because that, I mean, I think you probably get what you deserve in this game mostly, but yeah. I felt like they deserved to win that football game, and they didn't. And that's sort of been the story for them throughout this year, over and over and over again. How many times it was there, and talk about how hard it is to win. I mean, it's impossible when you just continue to do the little things that add up to a loss rather than a win.
Yep.
Hope everybody had a decent holiday. Again, if somehow you're listening to this podcast and you're stuck somewhere, sincere hope is that you get home safely soon. Travel well throughout this holiday season. We'll be back at you next Monday, presumably, right? At some point next week.
At some point, maybe Tuesday.
Whenever Steve's schedule permits. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. Oh, wait. I have one last question on the way out. And this is an important last question. Do you have lights up at your house? Do you have lights up outside?
Still today?
Yeah. Are you a light outside person at Christmas time?
Yeah.
Okay. At what point do they have to come down?
I don't think there's any problem having them on this week.
Absolutely not. I say no. I got a call from one of my very best friends.
Oh.
You know him. I don't know if I want to identify him. One of my, the most normal of all my friends.
Okay. So
you know who it is. Probably the only normal one of the group. He was very, very definitive in saying, with a very heavy spoonful of humbug, yeah, if you got your stuff up this week, like, this is it, take it down. Like, what? It's over. It's like the holiday's over. I'm like, so what? So people are supposed to get out there this week when probably a lot of people are just sort of lollygagging. You're not working that hard. If you're going in at all, it's like a half day. Probably a lot of you just off on the couch in sweats watching football.
Yeah.
And people are supposed to take lights down. It's not even New Year.
What's the rush?
What's the rush, but it's a time of, it's a festive sort of a thing.
Yeah.
The lights make everything feel happy and cheerful. And you're in a rush to pull the plug on that? Literally? Take them down? No.
Mm-mm.
I say no to you, sir. The lights don't come down yet. Any reason you can't? I say, you want to keep them up for January? Okay. Now, I will tell you that if your lights went up in around Thanksgiving, it's been a month. All right. It's probably served its purpose. But if they're up through the end of New Year's, so be it.
Feels next, like
a week from now, it's what is it, the first or the second, next Tuesday? So next Monday, who cares?
Feels like this guy is a little upset, maybe out of himself, but he can't admit it because like maybe he's usually in a fantasy Super Bowl and he's not in one. So then he's upset at everybody else. So now he's yelling at people to take their lights down. Maybe
checked in with me about our fifth place game to ask me. And it's like, I didn't even know we were playing because I lost the playoffs. So I didn't even set my lineup. And he's telling me he tweaked his lineup. I'm like, for the fifth, is there any money for this? He's like, yeah, I think there's a difference. I'm like, well, it's not enough to get my attention, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm out here trafficking in winners, okay? Line movement offshore.
He's riding around the neighborhood yelling at people to tell them to take their lights down.
Hey, get the inflatables for Rusty down. Those candy cane lights. Had enough of that crap. Had enough of your happiness and festive joy.
Oh, this guy.
Don't make me come for you.
We're going to have a conversation with this guy.
I'm just saying, it was definitive. There was zero wiggle room in this. This was a hard and fast, lights out, Sean Merriman style. I say no. keep them up, be happy, hang on to that festive feeling as long as you can. And that's what I have to say about that.
Good luck in your fantasy Super Bowl, buddy.
I can't. I'm so pissed you're not here to have to endure me.
I am not. Maddie will hold the torch. She'll be pumped.
All right. Poor thing. She told.